Let us begin. Okay, so I want to start. I want to chazer. After I didn't have much time to prepare. I was very tired last night.
Wasn't everyone?
The Rav spoke for 4 hours.
Can you take a drink?
give me one. I don't have.
Aaron was there to give him his coffee.
Cameron was right on him.
Oh, okay. And
your wife
talked all day yesterday?
Okay, Rav Meir came to mechazik me. Yashar koyach to Rav Meir. He was there to mechazik me.
Very good.
Did he criticize?
Oh, he was very
Zionist
also.
Oh.
I didn't say
that. Why did you repeat it now?
What?
Why did you repeat it now? So you prepared.
He already did. I said everything. Everything I said there, not everything, I would say 90% of what I said here.
Right.
90%. 90%. This year, I said, well, everything was from this year. Everything was new. About 90%. Whatever. Okay, let us. I owe a shkoyach to you. If not for this year, I would have nothing to say. So I owe it all. I owe it 100% to you. It is all your credit. It is yours, not mine. It's only because of you. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart to have an opportunity. What? That's true. That's definitely true. A sounding board.
You forgot to give credit to the Kailu.
I should have. Well, it says there on the thing, whoever looked, it says there, the morning kola.
I saw that.
Okay. I don't know if anyone who looked, but...
I saw it.
Okay, Yashakoyach. Thank you very much for your kind words. Okay, this Shabbos, I want to chazer, one of my favorite verdeloch for Shabbos, Nachamu, is very, very famous, just kedai, worthy to spend 2-3 minutes chazering over this vart, and then I want to talk about very quickly another idea. This Shabbos we read is Shabbos Nachamu. Now that we have passed through the Churban, the time for Nechama has arrived. Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami, Yoimar, Elokeichem. A double Nechama. Hashem says that you should have a double Nechama. We begin now for the next 7 weeks, the Shiva D'Nechemta. 7 weeks of Nechama, the next 7 weeks, and then these 7 weeks takes us up to Erev Rosh Hashanah. Okay, there are 7 Haftorahs that have been selected to serve as Nechama, just like there are 7 days of Avelus. And during the 7 days of Avelus, we come to give Nechama to those who are suffering. Hamokom Yinachem Eschem. There are 7 days of Avelus for Yochid, for the Tzibur, for Klal Yisrael. 7 days is not enough. We have 7 weeks. 7 weeks of Nechama. Okay, so we're sitting Shiva. That's pretty much what it is. Tisha B'Av is the day of Churban. And now for the next 7 weeks, so to speak, all of the restrictions are lifted. We discussed that, all those are different ideas. But basically, we need Nechama. We need Nechama. And being that it's such a national tragedy, the Nechama goes on for 7 weeks. And Chazal have selected 7 Haftorahs. So the Darshanim, the Avudraham has said a vart, a drushvar, that has become a classic in the world of Jewish. Probably, if you know, there are specialists. I don't know if there are today too many, but it used to be back in the day they were specialists in homiletics. They would teach Rabbanim how to deliver sermons. The art of a homily. What? Rabbi Lukstein, Rabbi.
The smicha. They ask you what you want to be, a rabbi or a rabbi.
And if you want to be a rabbi, they teach you.
Friday morning, you have homiletics.
Homiletics. There were people who were experts in the style of homiletics. My father told me that in RJJ, which was not a typical yeshiva where they would emphasize something like this, but Irving Bunin, who was the president of RJJ, he every Sunday he gave a class to the smicha students, which he realized they would enter the rabbinate. And even though this was more of like, you know, a right-wing type of yeshiva where they don't emphasize homiletics, he gave all the smicha students every Sunday a class on homiletics. And his material that he drew from was Pirkei Avos. And later, he published all of his classes in ethics from Sinai. It's a classic book.
Yes.
Three volumes. Ethics from Sinai, is that what it's called?
Ethics of the Fathers.
Ethics of the Fathers, I'm sorry. Ethics of the Fathers. Okay, so my father told me he was in the classes. Every Sunday he would befriend the boys as a Hamisha gathering every Sunday, and he would learn with the students. They had a lot of respect for him, and he taught them how to give a drasha, homiletics. So if you want to use as an example, a model of a homily, of what it means to be a darshan, this is the vart, that is the paradigm of homiletics. It's from the Avud Raham. There are seven haftoros that have been selected by Chazal to give nechama to Klal Yisrael. The first words of the haftoros, of these seven haftoros, is in essence a conversation between Hashem and Yeshaya. The Nevim, they all come from Yeshaya. Nachamu, nachamu, ami yomar Elokeichem. First week, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, we have a problem. Klal Yisrael is in a state of mourning. Yeshaya, get up, go to my people, give them nechama, nachamu, nachamu, give them a heavy dosage of nechama. And then we come to the second week of nechama, Parshas Ekev. And the words of nechama and Parshas Ekev, Vatoymer Tzion, Azovani Hashem, Hashem Shechechani. Yeshaya goes to Klal Yisrael to fulfill Hashem's orders. And Klal Yisrael says to Yeshaya, Yeshaya, get out of here. Get lost. We're not interested in hearing what you have to say. There's no hope. Vatoymer Tzion. Tzion says to Yeshaya, get lost. Azovani Hashem. Hashem has abandoned me. Vahashem Shechechani. Hashem has forgotten about me. There's no need for you to give us nechama. So we then go to the third week, Parshas Re'eh. Yeshaya comes back to Hashem and he says to Hashem, you know, I did what you told me to do, but they gave me a frask. They insulted me. They said to, and he says back to Hashem, Aniyo soyara loy nechama. Your people are like a storm-tossed ship. Or different translations for the word aniyah. Normally aniyah is spelled with an aleph. Here's with an ayin. So here we would say it's like a poor person. But let's just work with a poor person. Aniyah soara. They are storm-tossed. In other words, they are in a state of bewilderment. They are stunned. They are shocked by what has happened to them, and they have rejected my attempt, my overtures to give them the chama, loy nu chama. So, so far let's review three parts of the conversation. Hashem says, Yeshaya, Yeshaya, nachamu, nachamu ami. Yeshaya goes to Klal Yisrael, and then Klal Yisrael says, Hashem forgot about me, v'atoymer siyoin, azavani Hashem, v'hashem shechichoni, not interested. Yeshaya on the third week comes back to the Ribbono Shel Olam and says, Hashem, they don't want to listen to me. Aniyah soyara. They are in shock. They're like a poor person or like a ship that's been lost at sea. Loy nuchama. They refuse to be receptive. They are not receptive to comfort. So Hashem is very frustrated with his servant Yeshaya. Hashem says, Yeshaya, you don't know how to do it. You don't know. You're not a good servant. You don't know how to do the job. You can't get the job done. You know what? I'll do it myself. Fourth week. Onoichi, onoichi, hu menachemchem. I'll do it myself. Yeshaya, you don't know how to do it? You sit down, stay home. I'm going to do the job myself. Go to fifth week. Fifth week, Parshas Kiseitze. Hashem says, Roni Akara lo yolada. Hashem says to the Akara, Rejoice, Rani, my Akara, you are an Akara, you're all alone, you're in Golis. But Rani, I want you to sing. I want you to have joy. Pitzchi rinovit sahali loichala. Don't be any longer in a state of sickness. But instead, I want you to be, to break forth, pitzchi, to break forth, to break out with rina, with song, vit sahali, and dancing and simcha loichala. Enough. Enough of your illness, of your sickness. Rejoice. And then Hashem in the 6th week says, I promised a double nechama. Nachamu, nachamu. Onochi, onochi. I got to give you a double dosage. So let's do it again. Let me give you more nechama. Parshas Kisava, Hashem again says, the Klal Yisrael. Let me give you another. Kumi, oiri, kiva oirech. Rise up, my light. Kivo oirech, because you're healing. Your healing has come. Uchvoid Hashem olayich zorach. The honor of Hashem upon you has been cast. Parshas Kisavo is another dosage of Necham. Hashem is calling Klal Yisrael his light. Your oirech means your healing. There are different translations. I don't remember exactly. It was either your healing or the expanse of your days. Arichas Yomim. The expanse of your days has now arrived, and the honor of Hashem will shine upon you. So Hashem in Parshas Kisetzi and Kisavoy is offering Klal Yisrael words of comfort twice, because Hashem's original instruction was Nachamu, Nachamu Ami, a double dosage of Nechama, Anochi, Anochi Hu Menachemchem. And now finally in the last week of Parashas Nitzavim Vayelech, the last is the Klal Yisrael finally opens up and they say, yes, you have given us comfort. Sois osis b'Hashem togel nafshi belokai kihil bishani bigde yesha mi'il tzedoko yotani kichoson yichahen pe'er v'chakala tadeh chileha. We rejoice in you, Hashem. We're like your chosan. We're like a chosan and a kala. Sois osis b'Hashem. I will surely rejoice in the Ribbon Shloilam. My neshama will have joy belokai, because you have dressed me in clothing of salvation. V'chulu v'chulu. It's a beautiful conversation to review the steps. 7 weeks of nechama corresponding to the 7 days when we come to give nechama to an ovel. We've suffered avelus on Tisha B'Av. We need nechama. It's a national tragedy. Instead of receiving nechama for 7 days, we receive nechama for 7 weeks. And in the 7 weeks, it's a process. The Ribbon Shlolem says to Yeshaya, Nachamu, Nachamu Ami. Yeshaya goes out on the mission, and Klal Yisrael shuts the door in his face. Hashem shechichoni, Hashem has forgotten about us. They respond in Parshas Ekev, Hashem has forgotten about us. Yeshaya goes back on week 3, and he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I tried. You sent me on a mission, I tried. But they're not receptive. Loi nuchama, anios soara, loi nuchama. Week 4, Hashem says, if that's the case, if you're a failure, I'll do it myself. Anochi, anochi hu menachemchem. And then week 5 and 6, Hashem does the job. He gives them a double dosage of nechama, 2 weeks, kiseitze kisavai. And on week 7, Klal Yisrael says, yes, I have comfort. Nicham tani. You have given me comfort. Sois osis b'Hashem, togel nafshi belokai, kil bishani bigde yesha mi'il tztoko yotoni, kichoson yichayim pe'er v'chakala, tadeh chela. Beautiful, beautiful drush from the Avudraham. This goes way back, almost 1,000 years. The Avudraham was way, way back, almost 1,000 years ago. This is classic drush. This is the model of homiletics. This is the way you look at the big picture You take the opening pasuk and you do a beautiful job. All right, Glatzin yesterday, I was very impressed. He spoke. You remember Glatzin's a very young guy, a young guy from Cedarhurst. Very impressed. He spoke real Zionistic stuff. You want to talk about Zionism? Whoo! In fact, someone called in to complain that he was too Zionistic. Really, so I was present. Someone called up Dr. Mandel to mamish bitter complaints. How do you allow this? Such extreme Zionism? And he said really good stuff. Gladstein is a real Haredi. Gladstein spoke about the Klezmer Rebbe. It's Kedai to listen. It's Kedai to go online to listen to what he said. He said really, really powerful stuff. He spoke about the life of the Klezmer Rebbe and his attitude towards Eretz Yisrael. Amazing, amazing information about what he wrote in his diary. Really, really fascinating, fascinating stuff. And it's very, he kept on saying, I'm not trying to be political here, I'm not trying. But he spoke about Eretz Yisrael, fascinating. And how did I get to that? I don't remember. Let's go to another quick idea. Now, this is an idea. I wanted to say something else, but I think I'm running out of time. So let me just present you another idea. I thought it would take a second to say, but it's an important idea. Why do we learn from Yeshaya? The seven haftorahs of this week now I remember what I wanted to say. Part of his drasha. It's very, very beautiful what he said from the Kloisenberger Rebbe, and he also elaborated on his own, is he took the last nine kinos. The last nine kinos are the tzioins. There are really 10 kinos, and we put in the middle, Sha'ali Tzruf Abesh. The end of the kinos, all of the kinos begin with the word tzioin. And the theme of those kinos is very different than all of the previous kinos. The previous kinos are all about mourning. And then we shift and we focus on the positive, the beauty, and the yearning for Eretz Yisrael. So the Kloisenberger Rebbe, he took the first line of each of these kinos. I don't know, all of them. There's a series of nine kinos that begin with Tzion. The last one is really Elitzion. Elitzion v'Areha. And the first one is Rabbi Yehuda Halevi. And then there are the others. So he took the first line of all of the tzions and he created an idea. I don't remember all the details, but the way he said it was very beautiful. But he created an idea by just selecting the first line and going in sequence. Very similar to how the Avudraham took the first pasuk of each of the seven haftorahs and created a conversation. So if you were a student in a class of homiletics and they taught you, this is the classic drush, and you're a good student, and they tell you, okay, build upon that. I want you to write a drasha on Tisha B'Av in honor, a drasha on Tisha B'Av. Now that you see what drush is all about, proceed to write a drasha. And a person will come along and he will take the opening line of the nine tzions at the end of kinos and create a conversation. Be creative in analyzing what is being said and create something. That student deserves an A for the class. Because it's a koyach of how to look at something and how to build upon something. And that is what the Kloisenberger Rebbe he did. He took the first lines and he developed it into some type of sequence. And others, I guess, here by Gladstein also, he built upon it to look. It's a very beautiful idea. It takes something that's very dry. The last nine tzions, I always, by marrying them when I was a child, it was torture. It was torture. Tzion, one thing I did know, that when they got up to Tzion, I remember there was a certain chazan who was always the leader every year, and he would always would scream out, when he would finish off the leader, he would finish off and he would say, Tzion! Tzion! He would always scream out, Tzion. One thing I knew, oh, Baruch Hashem, it's almost over. When they're getting up to the Tzion, you know they're coming down to the end. it's drawn. You know, if you don't know what it says, you don't spend, you break your head for months trying to figure out what it says, taking all the mefarshim, it's very, very hard. But when you take all of the first opening lines and you create a conversation, it's very powerful. It's a very powerful idea. That's something that, who originated that idea was the Avudraham in the opening lines of the Haftorahs. Doing that to the nine tzions, connecting the dots, is a very powerful idea. Last short idea, what are we learning from Yeshaya? Because Yeshaya is kulo nechemta. Really? The first half of Yeshaya, most of Yeshaya, is such stark musar. It's such harsh musar. It's hard to believe. It's hard to survive. But just because there are a few parakim that say some nice things, Yeshaya is kulo nechemta. Yirmiyah's paranusa. He's very tough. There's some very nice things in Sefer Yirmiyah as well. There's some very beautiful nechamas. So why did Yirmiyah get labeled as a bad guy and Yeshaya get labeled as a good guy when they're really interchangeable? So there's one thing that really struck me on Shabbos. I was preparing this for Friday. It struck me is that on Tisha B'Av we don't say Tachna. Tisha B'Av, we don't say Tiskabel. And we know the real reason. The Olam says, the inspirational speakers will tell you the reason why you don't say Tachnon is because it's a Moed. Very nice. Probably says it in Chazal somewhere, but that's not the real reason. I mean, if Chazal says it's a real reason, there's a more important reason. It's because it says in Yirmiyah, in Sefer Yirmiyah, I'm sorry, in Megillas Eicha, Sosan Tefilasi. Tisha B'Av is the day when Hashem has shut down our tefillah. Sosan, it's over. It's been suppressed. It's been sealed. It's been canceled. Tefilasi. Hashem does not want to hear our prayers on this day. We're hypocrites. We destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is the Beis HaTefillah. Ki Beisi Beis Tefillah L'chol Ha'amim. If there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no tefillah. We've destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, so there's no tefillah. How dare you daven to me? Sosam tefilasi. Don't wear tefillin. Tefillin is a miniature Beis HaMikdash. It's a bias. It has the shechina, the kishem Hashem nikro lecha. The tefillin b'loshen yochid is a tefillah. A tefillah shel yad, tefillah shel rosh. There's no tefillin. There is no. You don't say in the kaddish tiskabel. To Silla son, accept our prayers. There's no tefillah on Tisha B'Av. Tachanun is the spitz. It's the highest level of tefillah. To be noifel al apav and to say to Hashem, I'm ready to die al kiddush Hashem for you. It's the highest level of tefillah. So on a day of sosam tefilasi, you don't say tachman. That's the main reason why you don't say tachman. Not because it's a moed. There's another reason. But it's because it's a day of sosam tefilasi. And that is what Yirmiyah said in his very harsh words. This Per Shabbos, we read, it's very interesting, we read from Yeshaya. Even though it was Shabbos Chazon, you would think the closer we get to Tisha B'Av, the more of a sledgehammer you would put, we would have. But no, we read from Yeshaya for whatever reason. And there Yeshaya says something very, very fascinating. And this one line, I really believe, defines the difference between Yeshaya and Yirmiyah. Yeshaya says, please give me one moment till I find the exact pasuk. Uvifodischem kapechem. When you extend your hands, uvifodischem kapechem. When you put out your hands to me to pray, in the olden days, the way you daven is by putting out your hands. You raise your hands. Okay, we don't do it today because the goyim do. That's the real way to daven. You open it, you raise your hands. I'm not going to look. I'm going to turn to the side. I want to see. Gam ki sarbu sifilah eineni shoymeya. I'm not going to listen. I don't want to listen to your prayers. Why? Yedeichem domim moleu. Because your hands are filled with blood. Here, in the most intense moment of Musar that Yeshaya gives Klal Yisrael, he doesn't say sosam tefilasi. Yeshaya says, daven, daven, daven. Hashem's not listening. Hashem doesn't want to listen. Just because Hashem doesn't want to listen doesn't mean you shouldn't daven. Yirmiyah was much tougher, much more bitter. He said, don't even daven. Sosam tefilasi. The koyach, the source of tefillah. My tefilasi has been sosam, has been shut. Tefillah does not come out of my lips. My throat does not operate. My jaw does not work. Hashem said, Hashem brought about a mitzvah of sosam tefilasi.
Still an ability to do tshuva yet, to avoid it in Yishai's time. And he wanted
okay.
to
do it. Yishai was very early. Okay, you're giving an answer, a more simple answer, right. that Yirmi was already 200 years later to Shas Chorban. Yishai, there was still hope. There was still hope. Correct. Okay, Eirach Hanami, but I am part of the Torah. But when Yishai says harsh words of Musar, it never reaches a level in his Musar that he gives to say, Sosam Tefilasi. Yishaya is giving very harsh Musar, but your relationship with Hashem is always there. Hashem's not listening, but at least you have an audience. You're talking to Hashem. Hashem, you're talking to him, and Hashem turns his ear. I don't want to listen to you. I don't want to look at you. But at least you're there. At least you're talking. At least you have a koyach. There's something going on. Yirmiyah is bitter. Sosam tefilasi. Quiet. Yishai is kula nechemta. Because even in the most bitter musar of Yishaya, it doesn't reach a level of sosam tefilasi. This is one example. Even in the musar doesn't go to an extreme. The musar is very deep, very harsh. Your hands are full of blood. Don't, if you raise your hands, I'm going to turn away. I'm not going to listen. But guess what? We're still talking. We're still raising our hands. We still know who's in charge. Words are coming out of our mouth. We're in a lot of trouble because no one's listening. But it's therapeutic to daven even if no one's listening. There's also a therapy in davening, in knowing who, what's going on, who's the boss. Maybe today he will not listen, but it's a good practice for when the day will come when he will listen. Yishaya, it's sad. Silence. Silence, nothing. There's no mitzias. There's no facility to daven. Sosam tefilasi. Yishaya is kula nechemta. Yirmiyah's kula peronusa. The peronus is seen in the koyach tefillah. And that is why now, for the next 7 weeks, we focus on our friend Yishaya. Yishaya is a friend. I love Yishaya because Yishaya is looking out for our good to give us nechama. Kein yehi ratzon. Have a wonderful day.
I wonder something about the
Kaddish, first Kaddish.